Welcome to this experiential prayer. This is a time where we enter into our imagination as I guide with some statements from scripture or a metaphor from scripture. And the good news is there's no way to fail at it. I like to remind people that. And just use your imagination to go where it leads you. It knows the way. I'll give some statements of guidance, but for instance, if I say that Jesus walks into the room and you are imagining someone else, then you need to go with that imagination because you know what you need. Deeply inside of us, there God uses that healing and guidance. So I also like to remind people that if you hear a critical voice, that's not Jesus. That is not what this is about. Perhaps that's a authority figure in early life or whatever, but this is really about meeting Jesus and Jesus' spirit with your spirit. And He absolutely knows you and loves you, and loves you as you are. So let's begin. I'll begin with some music, and we'll settle and breathe. So as we begin, just get comfortable and take a moment to ground yourself. You may sit with both feet on the floor, settled and connected with what is supporting you, the ground, the couch, the earth, the chair, whatever it is, feeling very grounded. It may help to stretch your torso upward and roll your shoulders up and back so you can breathe from the belly. So we're breathing very deeply. And notice it expand and contract with each breath in this slow rhythm. It's your rhythm. But basically feeling each breath in and out. And hear the sound of each breath. If you're lying down, you notice the rise and fall on your belly as you breathe. So listen to your breath. And as we breathe, I invite you to feel the safety of a beloved space. It may be a home of your childhood or one of your friends in childhood, a grandparent. It's a place where you know that you are safe. You knew you were safe. You know you are safe. So take a moment and picture that house. In the room in that house that you choose to be in. Notice the furnishings, the pictures. The sounds and smells of this safe place. Take a moment to be in that space. So you are here today because something has happened, something unsettling in your world. Things are not as they should be. It could be the unsettledness of the pandemic around us or something else that you know deeply that you have known. What is it that you bring into the room today, this concern of unsettling outside the room? So from your refuge, your safe place, you have found something to keep you busy in this time. It's like it's calling you. Sort of like Peter, when Jesus died, they had been stuck in that room hiding. Finally, he said, "I'm going fishing." It's what he knew. It was part of who he was. Something he could do without thinking, his hands moving, his body memory kicking in, and he was in that boat. There he was able to process once again, piece by piece, all that had happened in the last 3 days. So, in your safe place, what is calling you today? As fishing called to Peter. What activity can you hide in? Fingers busy doing what they know how to do. Your body, your mind, your heart know what this is, something creative, perhaps something for another. It may seem too small, may seem too big, but what is what you need to be doing in this unsettling time? Picture yourself doing this activity or project. Be there in a moment. You feel a loving presence nearby, a presence that you know is safe. This presence is standing at the doorway. Perhaps it's our risen Lord, perhaps it's a loved one. Someone has come to you today. Who has come to greet you? And how do they greet you? Just sit a moment in the presence of this one that you love. What do they ask as they greet you, and how do you respond? You have a question that for this person that you've been longing to ask, discerning that it's the right time. What do you ask of them? What do you say to them? how do they respond? What words do they say? How does their face respond to you? What does it tell you? Still noticing and feeling your breath. Your visitor notices what you've been working on and smiling that knowing smile that they have. They do love you deeply, nodding. They acknowledge and affirm the works of your hands and you. What do they notice? And what do they comment on that noticing? Your special visitor turns to you with loving eyes that know you well and says, "You know, I wonder, what does he or she share?" "I'd love to sit and talk over a meal," they say. They ask if you're hungry, saying, "I'd love to prepare you something," and you go into the kitchen with them, and what do they begin preparing for you? Think of what you see and smell, what you feel, what the conversation is like. As the meal is simmering, the two of you decide to sit together at the table and go ahead and bless the food. So there's time to be together with God. The aroma of the meal swirling around you and swirling up to heaven. What are you thankful for in your prayer? What do you bring before God that you learned in your time together? How does God respond? Soon the meal is prepared. Stay a while longer at the table with your loved one. Come back as often as you need. peace to you.